Fridays. We're headed for a three-day weekend. Again, head tennis coach for the West Plains Zizzers, Nathan Huddleston, is here with us. And again, you're having a fundraiser that's coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Tell the folks about it.
So 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., come by the West Plains Greenhouses and Nursery. Pick up some flowers, some plants, whatever you'd like. We are there volunteering all day long, and they are donating a portion of the proceeds to our program.
Tips will be accepted, too.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the game,
sure.
Folks. And you can help the West Plains Zizzer tennis team out. Now, again, we got another break coming, but let's look at, you talked about the girls' team, so
yeah.
let's just kind of focus in on them. This year, you had a young lady that is going to further her athletic career.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about her and, again, where she's going.
Yeah, so she's played number one for us for a couple of years. If you know anything about tennis, playing at number one is difficult.
And what's her name?
Her name is Caden Thompson. Playing at number one, boys or girls at tennis, that's difficult. Everybody's number one is pretty good. I mean, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a lot of success. She's been one of our team leaders, our main team leader, for a few years now, actually. So we're going to miss her. But she's signed with John Brown University. Hopefully should have some pretty good success with them.
Does she, now, being a number one on your tennis team, do you got to have that Adam Wainwright bulldog attitude?
Yeah, you really do. Yeah, you need to have that competitive edge too. I mean, you can't just have the skill. You got to be out there and being aggressive. Absolutely.
And focus. How important is being able to maintain your focus when you're playing tennis?
It's a big deal. Emotion and tennis is more of a head game than people realize. If you get in your own head, you can go downhill quick. You've got to keep your head about you when you're. We had a saying on the team for a couple of years, actually. The saying is "Let's go." So if you have success with a point, you say "Let's go," and you walk back to the baseline, pumping yourself up. If you do something stupid, you walk back to the baseline saying "Let's go," and you have a different mentality. But you're trying to keep yourself positive and not get yourself down.
So now with a big graduating class on the girls' team, who are some of the girls that you personally, as head coach, are looking to step up?
Yeah, so we've got Lucy Hershenson coming back. She played our number two this year, which is good because most of our varsity was seniors. So Lucy Hershenson is going to step up. Assuming she'll be our number one player. We got Chloe Tomovic also coming up. Taylor Soyer, Carson Pierce. Those are four of the names right away that'll be back up in there. Haley Parker will be back up in there. So we've got good people to come up and take spots to fill shoes in the varsity.
So advice for parents, because school's out and, some of your players may not do that. Maybe their only sport.
Right.
What can parents do to help improve their student athletes' tennis game?
Well, I got to tell you, we got a lot of summer stuff going on. So coming to our own summer stuff. So every Thursday night during the summer, starting in the first week of June, every Thursday night we play open courts under the lights. We like to play 7:30 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
We like to turn the lights on and play. It's pretty fun. Also, it's not so hot. We have a summer camp coming up. This is all on our Facebook and Instagram pages. We got a camp coming up June 20th through the 23rd, and we're doing the morning times. We're gonna try to start a kid camp this summer as well. We haven't
cool.
had a kid camp around here, so Friday mornings, the last 3 weeks of June and the first 2 weeks of July, on Friday mornings we're gonna have an open courts type of scenario, more like lessons, honestly, for small kids. Also, mm-hmm. we're getting into personal lessons, individual lessons. I've got a list of names of guys and ladies around the area who give lessons, and you can really up your game going to individual lessons.
Yeah, yeah, feet work.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting through the ball, but it all starts with my feet.
Top spin. I mean, that's exactly right. The basics all the way up to some guys we've used in Mountain Home before. We had him come down to do a varsity camp. They take it way to the next level if you want. I know our number one player on the boys team goes down there to lessons, and he gets a ton of good instruction from them.
So folks that want to know more, parents, grandparents, guardians that want to know more, how can they contact you? How can they get a hold of the tennis team to maybe get a child involved or get hooked up with some private lessons?
I'd say for most people, the easiest way is to message us on Facebook. Usually pretty good to get back within a day or two, or maybe the same day. The message will come directly to me, head coach. My wife's assistant coach, she also monitors it, but that's Facebook or Instagram. You can message on Instagram, or my email is also directly on the Facebook page. I check email throughout the summer since I'm a teacher there at the high school.
And is that West Plains Tennis, West Plains Zizzer Tennis?
So our Facebook is at Zizzer Tennis, and Instagram is also at Zizzer Tennis. And then my email is nathan.huddleston@zizzers.org.
Right on. Hey, we're going to talk about the boys. That's coming up. Zizzer Tennis on the Mountain of Rock. Q.